number two, we want to tell our own people. But notwithstanding that, I waited several minutes and called them back again and said, I don't want to do it until we get a little closer to the target. And I waited several minutes until almost 12 o'clock. The planes had been up 50 minutes, maybe an hour, that I just endured it alone, being more cautious than my Secretary of Defense or my Secretary of State or even my Chairman, Joint Chief, and Sharp called in and said I ought to do it from Honolulu. So you got that whole picture. Now, notwithstanding that, they get up here and charge it. Well, you're very, very reckless. Charlie Halleck says, I promised them that I wouldn't make any announcement of this until they were over their target. Now, that's a pure manufactured lie, just like this other one. Just manufactured. Now, I'm not going to answer Charlie, because that's not nuclear weapons. Yeah. But I ask every member of the Security Council if I said anything like that. I did not. Now, what I did say was, gentlemen, please do not open your mouth about this until I announce it. And there are obvious reasons for it, because we've got to get our orders out to these boys, and they've got to begin the execution of them.
Yeah.
Because we had the statement at 3 o'clock, and I didn't want them announcing it for several reasons. One, I'd been unable to get in touch with Goldwater.
Yeah.
And two, I felt that I wanted to wait until they got off of the thing, but I never said over the target.
Yeah.
But he manufactures that. I asked Rusk, I asked McNamara, I asked Bundy, I asked Chairman Joint Chiefs, and I asked McCone. And all of them agree it's a manufactured state. But you're going to have this smear and fear, it's the old McCarthy thing, and they're in prominence now. And the Scrantons and the Rockefellers have been derailed, and the Eisenhowers, who are pretty careful.
Yeah.
But this Miller, and, well, for instance, I never heard Miller, and I never talked to Miller, and I never read a speech of Miller's that I remember. I knew he was chairman, that's all. Yet Goldwater says that he picked him primarily because he really runs Johnson nuts. Now, when he said that statement, I never remembered reading one of Miller's or hearing one of Miller's. Now, he'd been national chairman, but I hadn't been attending any of his rallies, and I hadn't seen any headlines he'd made. So he really didn't run me nuts at all, but he wants to put that up and then knock it down, just like the 20 million thing. Now, that's the McCarthy tactic, and that's going to have to be exposed.
Well, you're getting a lot of that from him.
But the country is going to have to be concerned about this, and I want to tell you that, and I hope you'll help them understand what has happened in your own way.
I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Thank you.